And we used to have the doctor's surgery where the kitchen is. Used to come in here and take your turn. No appointments back then. Go in one at a time. But that was in the morning. Friday, I think it was.
As a teenager, it was horrible coming in because you had all the the older women especially look at you and like, know what she's coming in for, you know.
The other thing was, because obviously it was just in the kitchen, so you got the serving hatch with the doors that closed, so you didn't even feel like you had very much privacy when you're actually talking to the doctor, which was a little bit off-putting as well.
And Dr. Barker wasn't quiet, was he?
No.
He wasn't a quietly spoken man at all.
He was lovely.
Mm.
Then, of course, we had a doctor surgery here, which is brilliant, because everybody knew who was pregnant before the doctor had told them. He moved up here from Watergate Lane, where there used to be a little shed down there, and they used to have a surgery in, and it was moved into the kitchen. On a Friday, he used to be in the surgery. You'd walk in, and there'd be a queue of them, and you say, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. And you think, well, why are you here? Wait your turn, and then he'd tap on the kitchen window there. Next, and somebody would come out and somebody would go in.
Oh, all the nosy ones used to sit in that, you know.
They could hear what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah. And there's a few nosy ones. Granny
Hill. A lot of nosy ones.
No, Granny Hill was a terrible... She was lovely, but she was into everything, wasn't she? Knew everything about everybody.
And I mean, there wasn't no bed to lie down if you had, you know, stomach pains or anything. I mean, there's nowhere to lie down or anything,
no,
is there?
No, it was just sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
It wasn't very private.
No.
You know, really. Well,
you talk quietly.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you sort of talked in whispers. Yes, and you had waited in the hall, patiently waited for your turn.
You ever looked to see who was in there? And then think, oh, okay. Yeah. So you had to judge it really sometimes. Sometimes you walk in and like think, oh, sod it today, I'm going back out. Go back another time.
And you never knew how long you're going to be sat here. Because obviously you don't have appointments of 5 minutes any, you know, back then. It was literally you came in and you sat until you were seen. That could take half an hour, that could take 2 hours. It was very much hit and miss. When my dad, who used to come up to see the doctor, especially when it was Dr. Barker, because he was very much interested into, you know, sports, shooting, fishing, everything. My dad would be in there for quite a long time. It was nothing to do with medical. It was purely talking about the shooting and the fishing. Mm. So anyone that came in after Dad, they pretty much knew that they were in for a long wait.
Yeah.